CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you, as usual, from G4NJH in Nottingham. The script of the broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. URLs will not usually be given in full, but you'll be referred to the appropriate site. Good morning, it's Sunday the 16th of December 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Kenilworth pupils speak to astronaut, SAQ to transmit on Christmas Eve, call into Yota stations. Pupils at Kenilworth School in Warwickshire had a conversation with astronaut Serena Aunyanon Chancellor aboard the ISS on Friday afternoon. The amateur radio on the International Space Station contact was facilitated by the ARIS volunteers and streamed live via the internet. 10 children asked around 20 probing questions, and we learned things like what the outside of the ISS smells like. Amateurs around the country were listening in to transmissions direct from the spacecraft, and many posted their experiences to social media, both during and immediately after the contact. Sweden's Alexandersen Alternator Station, SAQ, has planned a Christmas Eve transmission on 17.2 kHz. The transmission will be tuned up starting at around 0730 UTC, and a message will be transmitted at 0800. The 200 kilowatt Alexandersen Alternator is an electromechanical transmitter dating back to 1924. The event will be streamed live on the Alexandersen site YouTube channel. Listeners' reports are invited via email or direct to Radiostationen Grimiten 72, SE432, 98 Grimiten, that's Grimeton, Sweden. Amateur radio station SK6SAQ will be active on Christmas Eve on 7.035 and 14.035 on CW and 3.755 SSB. Two stations will be on the air most of the time. Youngsters on the Air Month, or YOTA, runs throughout December. The next clubs to activate the GB18 YOTA call sign will be the RSGB's National Radio Centre today the 156th. This is followed by the Castle Russian High School Radio Club on the 21st and Chertsey Club on the 22nd, 23rd and 24th. If you hear these stations and others around the world taking part in the YOTA month, please take time to contact the young people. The forms and paperwork for the various RSGB regional and board elections is now available on the RSGB website. There are 10 regional vacancies, 2 elected board director vacancies and 2 nominated board director vacancies. Volunteers are sought for all these roles. Details appear in the January 2019 edition of Radcom. Due to a change in working hours, Bill, G4IOD and Jasmine, G4KFP, will no longer be able to read the news at 9:30 a.m. on Sundays. So replacements are being sought. At the end of the year, Bill will have read the news for 26 years, and the RSGB would like to commend him on his service to his fellow amateurs. Ideally, a small team of news readers covering the West Yorkshire area would mean that no single reader has to read each week. Contact radcom at rsgb.org.uk if you're willing to become part of the valuable news reading service. Another call for volunteers, this time for Region 9. Regional Representative Tom, G0NSY, is looking for district representatives for the Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire areas. So if you live in those areas and you're interested in joining the regional team, contact Tom via email rr9@rsgb.org.uk. A reminder now that next week is the last GB2RS news broadcast of 2018. And there'll be no broadcast, particularly in this form on internet, until when we resume, which is Sunday the 6th of January. Finally, the Radcom editorial team apologises to David Jackson, G4HYY, his late brother G3ZMX, and also to G4JYY, for errors made in recent silent key listings in Radcom. They're pleased to report that G4HYY and G4JYY are alive and well, despite being reported to the contrary. I'm very sorry for any distress caused, and we'll print a correction in February. Now, for details of rallies and events in the coming week, we have no rallies in the diary for the next two weekends. To get your event on into Radcom, GB2RS or the RSGB website, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. And if you want anything in Radcom, we need at least 3 to 4 months' notice. Now, the DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, Elvira IV3FSG is active as E44YL from Palestine until the 18th of December. She'll be operating SSBRTYY, I think that should be RTTY, surely, and FT8, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, or via IK3GES. Harry JG7PSJ will be active as JD1BMH, from Chichijiama, IOTA reference AS031, from the 17th of December to the 2nd of January. He'll operate CW, SSB and RTTY on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL JD1BMH via the Bureau, or JG7PSJ direct. Harry doesn't use Logbook of the World. Ben, DL6RAI, is active as P4 stroke call sign from Aruba, SA036, until the 27th of December. He'll focus on 160 and 80 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or Home Call. Anders, SM4KYN, will be active as PJ2 stroke call sign from Curaçao, SA099, until the 14th of January, QSL Home Call. Now, the special event news. Several NASA amateur radio clubs will mark the 50th anniversary of Apollo 8 between the 21st and 27th of December. Apollo 8 was launched on the 21st of December 1968 and splashed down 6 days later on the 27th. It was the first manned spacecraft to leave low Earth orbit, orbit the Moon, and then come back safely. Special event operation will be on various bands and modes, and participating stations will self-spot on the DX cluster, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Please send event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as soon as you can for free publicity on GB2RS in Radcom and online. The UK special event stations must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now, for contest news, the second machine-generated mode, or MGM contest, on the 6 and 2 metre bands takes place this weekend, ending its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 16th of December. This is the second in the series of this brand-new concept contest dedicated to machine-generated modes. The first leg in April was very well received all over Europe. The now-popular FT8 MSK144 FSK441 and other machine-generated modes are allowed in the contest, with the emphasis on DX and with multipliers for each new four-character locator square. Exchange a signal report in your four-character locator. Visit www.rsgbcc.org for more information. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. And on Thursday, the 70 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 2000 UTC, using FM only. It's immediately followed by the all-mode 70 megs UK activity contest from 2000 to 2230 UTC. The exchange for both contests, a signal report, serial number and locator. Now, for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO, as we're approaching Christmas, we have a festive twist to the HF propagation report this week. First, though, this week saw a lack of sunspots with a solar flux around 70. Geomagnetic conditions were better than they have been throughout due to the lack of coronal hulls, and the K-index being 2, 1 or even 0 as the week progressed. Next week, NOAA says the solar flux index will probably be around 68 again, with quite settled geomagnetic conditions and a maximum K-index of 2 or possibly 3. If you fancy something a bit different, Santa Claus and his ham radio elves are on from Romania again in 2018 for the third consecutive year. The YP Xmas call signs are a tradition, and the Romanian Radio Club Association, ARR, says that it aims to give moments of joy to the radio community around the winter holidays. The Santa Claus story via radio waves was started by a Finnish radio amateur, beginning with OH9SCL in 1986 and later the OF9X team. It's been taken over in recent years by different colleagues from several European countries. In 2018, Romania is preparing for the largest team with activators in all the districts of YO. Google YP hyphen Xmas for details, but all you have to do is to contact at least three different YP Xmas call signs, and they will be able to issue an electronic award directly from Santa Claus. HF propagation to Romania is probably best on 20 metres during the day, but falls back at night. 40 metres, or more likely 80, will be the favourite bands for contacts after dark. Now the VHF and up propagation. It's low pressure theme from one of the longer range models with an area of low pressure right over the country by the second half of next week. The second model is slightly more cautious in bringing the next low in after midweek, but nonetheless doesn't really leave room for any high pressure of significance. This all means that the weather influence is very limited during the coming week. No real signs of tropo, but possibly a little microwave band rain scatter, although it's not a very strong hint. This midwinter period can produce some out-of-season sporadic E, although it will be limited and fleeting. Best way forward is to monitor the cluster for signs of 10-metre activities showing as short-skip signals from Europe. The Geminids meteor shower is over now, so while we wait for the next major one, the Quarantids, which is in January, it's back to early morning sporadic meteors for our meteor scatter DX on the low VHF bands. The moon's declination goes positive today and its orbit is bringing it closely all this week. Moon windows for EME will lengthen and losses decrease as the week progresses, so get active in next weekend's 3.4 gigs activity session. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also until next week.